Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hopefully you can hear me now. I apologize. What I just did was, we've been on for 3 minutes, 4 minutes now. I'm just like really off my kilter tonight. We were supposed to be talking with author and poet, painter, Violet Meyer. I'm waiting for her to call in. Hopefully she can. She had a small emergency. And I attempted to call in. She thought she missed the show, but I told her no, she had not. So we're going to be talking with her, hopefully. If not, we'll have to reschedule her, and that's fine. And I understand things can happen all the time. It happens for me. In the meantime, what we're going to do is we're basically going to play some music, talk a little, play some music, talk a little, until we get everything situated or until she calls in. If you have any comments or questions, you can call in at 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. And you know what, you guys? I don't use my chat room enough, and I'm saying it because I don't. I don't get a chance to use it as much as I should. I'll put it to you like that. I sometimes just forget. I really do. I forget to go into it, open it up, because I get so enthralled in what I'm talking about, so or my discussion. So it's amazing. Let's see what's going on. It's so much stuff going on, and we as Black women, we can sometimes get overwhelmed with so much because we don't really want to be involved in it because we're just basically trying to survive now. It's fun, it's lovely, but it's at the point now we're just trying to survive. And the way things are going, I don't let the news frighten me. I don't let a lot of stuff get to me unless it's dealing with injustice. Other than that, I don't really get involved that much like I used to. I've even cut down on my comments on Facebook because it's like people hear you and you can say the same thing over and over again to a certain extent. Facebook is a very powerful tool that you can use when it comes to social media, but they are all types avenues that you can use. I have several little avenues I use, and I don't use them enough. I don't write enough on them. My blogs, I have like 6 different blogs, and I don't write on them enough. I don't keep them up to date. And sometimes that can hurt you, especially when you're doing other activities. That's pertaining to, you know, people wanting to know where your blog is. When they find out you haven't written on your blog since last year, you know, that doesn't look good. Or if you haven't written anything in 2 or 3 years, you know. So I'm trying to get back in the habit of writing on my blog. I can't say it's a daily thing because I do too much during the day to always, you know, put something down, which it wouldn't be nothing for me to do that. But I'm trying to find another way of being organized because I'm going to tell you guys, I don't think my way is working. I do not believe my way of doing this is working at all. At all. Excuse me. Okay, I'm still waiting for Miss Violet to call in. Okay, let's see here. Here we go. Okay. I'm looking for an answer from her. Here we go. Let me see if I can do this real quick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm not talking. I should be talking right now, but I'm trying to answer a question. Okay. Let's see if we can do this. Oh, come on. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, let's do this. I'm going to stop yapping for a second, and I'm going to play some music. Maybe by the time we're finished, she should be back on, or she should have called in. If she can't, we'll just continue to talk and reschedule. It's fine.
Hello. You're listening to Through the Eyes of the Black Woman.
We are back here on Say Your Peace Radio Network with the Through the Eyes of the Black Woman radio show. You guys, I just got a message back from Miss Violet, and we're going to have to reschedule her. She did have an emergency, and we're going to get her back on. I apologize for that. I was really looking forward to talking to her tonight, but that's fine. We can move on. My thing is... sometimes things happen, and, you know, you have to deal with them accordingly. No problem. But let's continue, because what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to cut the show short tonight. And instead of an hour-long show, we're going to do a 30-minute show just for tonight. Because there could be a lot more we could talk about. But I kind of keep myself on my schedule, and I don't want to overdo myself on certain things. So, since we got a few more minutes to go, we got about 10 more minutes to go. It's so much stuff going on right now, you guys. It's like, it's amazing. And I guess I shouldn't leave myself open and so vulnerable to allow certain things to affect me, but I do at times. I get passionate about things. I'm like, you guys, wake up. You know, this is not how things are supposed to be, you know, and I know life is not always fair, but I think there's aspects of life that can be fair. And when it comes to equality, I am a big, big advocate of treating people all the same. And as you know, as an African-American, as a woman, as a female, we don't get that same treatment. We don't get that equality in a lot of stuff we do. You know, we have a lot of our people that the host of one of my other shows that I'm a co-host on, he calls them handkerchief Negroes. And when he says that, I kind of laugh, because it's the truth. It's the ones who, you know, you pacify all the people who are doing the injustices to us. And you make excuses and you protect them. When you don't understand, and if anything was to break out, guess what? You're going with them. Okay? You're gonna have to come over to one or the other side. And I promise you, they're not going to be so accepting of you if something was to break down. Because everybody shows their true colors. When it all comes out in the wash, they all show their true colors. So you want to be so part of these people when they're really not part of who you are. You have to be careful with that whole philosophy that we all need to get along and leave everything, you know. Why can't? Because it's not designed. And hold up, before I say that, I don't want to sound like I'm already setting up relationships for failure, because I have had long-term relationships with a lot of people of other colors. But what I'm saying is you have to know where you belong. And that's basically it. If you know where you belong and you're sure of where you belong and you have no inkling idea that nobody can sway you any other way, then that's a difference. That's a big difference. But you have people who really don't truly understand where they belong. They really believe that they belong in this inclusive club with these people, and it's not true. Because I believe if a war was to break out, I truly believe from my heart, it's all for what you know. We're already fighting each other. We're going to kill off each other. We kill off each other, who do we have to fight? I mean, you think about that. Who do you have to fight if you wind up killing off each other? Excuse me. I don't know who we're going to fight if we kill each other off. Just something to think about. Because that seems like that's what's happening. You know, we're eliminating each other in prisons. And then we eliminate each other on the streets. We eliminate each other in our homes by domestic violence. So what else? I mean, where else? They're eliminating us from abortions and the birth control and all that. So, I mean, you guys, there is a mass concentration on African Americans, on black folk, period. It's up to you to pay attention to it and realize it. It's up to you. One young lady, I sometimes write on her page. Her name is Miss Clark, and Miss Clark, she's very enlightening. She's very, very knowledgeable, astute young lady. And she made the comment. She said, when are y'all going to get off your knees praying and take action? In a sense, that's what it all boiled down to. Because we're doing everything else and, you know, turning up the cheek, that can only work for so long. I think when one side of my face is all swollen up, I'm not about to turn my other side and let you beat it up. I think enough is enough. And I think to a certain extent, I don't want to sound like I'm a revolutionary person, but I think to a certain extent, we've got to wake up. We've got to be more empowered. We've got to understand that we have to be able to discern good black folks from bad black folks. And that's just how you say it. What's good black folks? Good black folks are people who understand what's going on and who's willing to do the fight. Bad black folk, the ones who continue to do the wrong, continue to make sure that our race is looked upon as trash, disrespectful, giving them the illusion that we're not doing any better. Those are the bad black folks. A friend of mine says that's because they haven't been taught. And it's not too late to be taught, but is it too late to the ideal that them to take action after the talk is done? You know, is it too late for that? That's something for us to think about. We've got so much going on, and I keep saying it because it's kind of overwhelming at times. But we have to stick together, you guys, despite what you think. I'm not telling people to hate no other race, but I'm just saying pay attention. Pay close attention to what's going on in your world. Please, you know, we can't support each other because we're too busy trying to outdo each other. And I guess I don't fit in with that crew. I'm not trying to outdo anybody. I'm just trying to be me. And sometimes that's hard. So I don't have time to try to compete with anybody and try to outdo anybody, have the biggest house, have the biggest car, all that stuff. When you die, you can't take it with you. There's nothing wrong with having it and enjoying it while you're on earth, but you sure can't take none of that stuff with you. And so many people have died behind materialistic things, and we've got to wake up, you guys. We've got to wake up. Our kids fighting. Parents fighting. Come on, you guys. Stop fighting each other. Why are y'all so angry? You know, if you have all that time to be fighting among each other, why don't you take that time to sit down and fight your Congress, fight your government, fight the ones who's putting you or allowing you to live in the situations that you're living in. You know, those are the people you should fight, not each other. And they expect for us to look like animals in a cage, fighting one another. Let's stop that. Can we stop fighting? Everything is not, I don't understand. There's no survival of the fittest because Jesus is a survivor, you're not. That's not even any longer even projected anymore. So why are we even doing any of that? It's just amazing how we're thinking and how we're doing stuff. You guys, we got two more minutes because, like I said, I'm going to shut the show down for 30 minutes. I mean, I'm going to shut the show down now because of the idea that my guest wasn't here is one idea. And I didn't have anything planned or backed up because usually my guest comes in or calls either one. You know, but this time that's fine. I'm fine with that. What we'll do is we can continue this Monday. Monday we do have Aisha. I hope I'm saying her name right. Aisha Patterson will be in the studio March the 25th, which is Monday, at 7 o'clock. Same time, same channel on here on. Through the Eyes of the Black Woman, sponsored by Say Your Peace Radio Network. You guys, I got so much going on, and I'm hoping that I can get some organization in my life because right now I'm not organized. I'm having issues of staying organized. But in the meantime, I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. I know the kids should be out for Easter break, I'm thinking. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Be safe. If you're planning on leaving, make sure you do it in a safe manner. Make sure the car is correct. Make sure everything is in the mode that you can take your family and come back and safe in one piece. So I shall talk to you guys Monday. I want to say thank you for listening in to those who listened in. And I apologize for the guests not being able to be here. But we shall return Monday. And I want to say through the eyes of the Black woman, radio show is looking for better and bigger and better things to do. So I want to say good night, and you guys have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. We want to thank you for listening in and stay tuned.